Renovo Seed is proud to sponsor Northern Ag Network On Demand. The Renovo team is focused on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at renovoseed.com. Good morning, Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Morning Market Report. The fall production sales season is all wrapped up, and Kurt Kangas, the American Angus Association rep for Montana and Wyoming, reported an update on this fall's sales. Over 3,100 bulls sold this fall for an average price of $7,357. That's up 21% from the fall of 2022, and with a few more bulls sold. Registered females were in high demand, with about 1,000 registered cows and heifers sold for an average of $10,767, up a whopping 76% from last year. For the commercial females, about the same headcount as a year ago. Commercial bred heifers averaged $2,673, up 31%, and 2 to 3 year old bred cows averaging $2,716, up 20%. Well, it's not much of a surprise that we didn't get a new farm bill in 2023, but it's still very unclear if we'll get one at all in 2024. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson said he wants to move forward with the farm bill in March, since that's really the first month in 2024 that Congress has contiguous weeks to work. That likely depends, though, on passing appropriations bills rather than continued short-term extensions. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Todd Wilkinson doesn't think it'll happen for the election, though, although he does say that with Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow retiring at the end of the year, she'll want a farm bill to be part of her legacy, which will help to see the bill through. Some other industry leaders, though, have suggested it could end up being as late as February of 2025 before we see a new farm bill.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
Hello, this is Bill Coffey, CEO of Stockman Bank. We are a Montana-born company, family-owned, and uniquely focused on meeting the financial needs of all Montanans. As we celebrate our 70th anniversary, we remain independent and committed to traditional Western values with the power of local management and decision-making and homegrown community service. Stop by any of our locations across Montana and discover the Stockman difference. Stockman Bank, Montana's brand of banking, member FDIC.
USDA will release the next set of beef cow inventory numbers at the end of January, and those numbers will likely be lower than this year's. As cattle producers continue to battle a bevy of headwinds, Dr. Daryl Peel, a livestock marketing economist with Oklahoma State, says the herd number will continue lower.
The indications even coming into 2023 was that we would likely see some additional herd liquidation. As we've gone through the year and monitored heifer slaughter and cow slaughter through the year, I've actually sort of raised my forecast of how much we will drop on January 1. I think we'll see at least a 2% decrease in the beef cow herd going into 2024. In fact, I really wouldn't be surprised if it's more like 2.5%. And that's going to be a very small number. I mean, this year's number was the smallest since the early 60s. This will take it down even a little bit lower than that.
Peel says the industry has not been holding back heifers, meaning it's going to take even longer to rebuild numbers. He adds a large number of producers need to financially recover before they can even begin to rebuild herd sizes.
A lot of producers are just financially challenged right now. We've been in a lot of drought. We've had high input costs, high feed costs the last couple of years. And so they really need, in the short run, the first priority is to kind of heal up a little bit, take advantage of this market before they think about what comes after that.
And the American Farm Bureau Federation announced the appointments to its Promotion and Education Committee that develops resources to help Farm Bureau convey the significance of agriculture. And appointed to that committee representing beef cattle producers is Melville, Montana rancher Bonita Kramer. Now stay with us. We'll be back with our livestock markets after this.
Daylight is short this time of year, and wrestling another tub or ripping another bag takes a lot of time and energy. Why not let the folks at Nutrilix deliver their liquid feed supplement directly to your herd? Nutrilix improves your cow's performance with increased forage intake, and you don't need to do a thing. No more bouncing around on frozen ground, beating up your equipment, or getting stuck in the snow and the mud. And Nutrilix will save you time and money. To use the Nutrilix program, call 888-512-4200. Nutrilix, it's at home on your range.
The cattle futures slid a little lower Tuesday, with traders becoming a bit more concerned about Friday's cattle on feed report. That report expected to be a mixed bag with lower placements, but inventory still higher as a result of lower marketings. On the futures board, February live cattle fell 85 cents to 168.77, April at 172.67, down 82. And in the feeders, the January contract off $1.27 at 221.90. March at 223.20, down 95. Turn into our regional auction markets. At the last bred cow special of the year in Torrington this week, the market traded steady. Bred heifers averaged 24.16, a top of 29.75. Young cows mostly 2,500 to 2,950. Mid-aged cows 1,950 to 2,400. The solid-mouth cows 15 to 1,800. And the short-term cows 1,300 to 1,610. Slaughter cows at Pays and Billings this week, 1 to 2 higher, mostly 83 to 93. Heiferettes from 109 to 143, and the bulls 109 to 117. And for the feeder market, we'll look at the last sale at Montana Livestock Auction. 4-weight steers from $3 to $3.22, 5-weights 286 to $3.10, 5 to 5.5-weight steers 257 to $2.86, and the 6-weights from $2.35 to $2.64. And coming up at Bowman Livestock this Thursday, 800-plus head of bred cows will be offered, including two loads of AI-bred heifers from Linskov Ranch, a load of bred Charolais heifers, and a couple more loads of bred Black Angus heifers with calving dates ranging from March to May. That's coming up this Thursday at Bowman Livestock. Is the wheat market finally coming out of its bearish slump? Probably far too early to say, but non-commercials in the futures market appear to be showing second thoughts about being so bearish and have shed more than half the net short positions they held just a month ago. We'd sure like to see more demand for U.S. wheat on the export market, but we did have a positive session Tuesday with March KC winter wheat up 13¾ at 641, May up 12½ at 645. In the spring wheat, the March contract 6¾ better at 728, May at 736 up 5½. In Chicago, March soft wheat 5¾ better at 622, May at 633 up 5¼. March corn falling back 4¼ to 472, and January beans off 14½ at 1312. Thanks for joining us for this morning's market report. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.